Next month marks the 180th birthday of Queen Liliuokalani. The Washington Place Foundation is marking the day with a birthday celebration at the home where the Queen once lived. Now, the celebration had to be suspended for several years while renovation on the second floor was underway. Now, construction is now complete, and the foundation is reestablishing the affair next month on September 8th. We sat down with Gussie Schubert, a descendant of John Dominus Holt, who built the home in the 1800s.
I am the great-great-granddaughter of Captain John Dominus and Mary Dominus, who built the home. They had a son, John Owen, who married Liliu. She could have no children of her own, but he had one through Mrs. Purdy, who's the mom, and he is Aimoku, who was hanaid by Liliu. He was one of three children hanaid by Liliu. He is my grandfather. He married Sybil McInerney and had lived with the queen for a long period of time. They had three children. All three children were born at Washington Place. The last one, the baby of the family, is my mom, Virginia Beatrice.
And so this connection, your personal connection with this home, I mean, that's marvelous.
Actually, it's the personal collection to her. It's the connection is to her and to things we received from the home or from them living there, not the actual home, because by the time I was born, it was already the governor's mansion. So my connection to the home itself, personally, it was more my mom than me.
Right, but do you have furniture pieces that were in that home? And there's that still that connection that you have with this history.
Oh, definitely. We have a two-seater sofa that is shown in pictures of 1910 to 1917. They were in the home. It was in our home, and I used to take naps on it. We also have some things like the umbrella stand. We have a koa table. We have oriental planters. We were lucky enough to get some of her jewelry, some of her letters, her letterhead. So, yes, we had quite a few pieces. But, you know, it's from my grandmother. It's not from the queen. But very definitely we enjoyed them and fortunately had a grandmother and a mother who took care of these items and taught us how to take care of them.
And so some of these things are on display at Washington Place or will be?
They are on since the renovation that was done last year that was open. That was a huge renovation for us, for the home actually. It was done, handled by Dags. They take care of the building itself. The whole flooring was redone upstairs. Things were reinforced because, remember, this was built as a home, not as a museum. So, you know, 100-some-odd-year-old home needs a bit of repair and loving attention. So we were finally able to open up the second floor, and we have personal items on the second floor from those who lived at the home, of which includes the Dominus family and Liliu herself. And we can have people up there with confidence now rather than worrying about the home itself.
Right, and safety, really, for the public that's coming through there.
Very definitely. Well, the foundation was formed in 1999, and let me tell you, these plans were started way back then, but you know that everything has to be done in stages. So this last renovation, we've actually had two renovations within the last 3 to 4 years. You know, the first one involved termite treatment to the home, taking care of the green lanai and all the columns that were outside that were deteriorating outside, the glass windows in the glass lanai that roll up and down. They were taken out and all reinforced because they were sagging, and a number of smaller issues that were taken care of. And then in the second phase, again, the major thing was the flooring upstairs. We had two columns inside of the home that had to be reinforced, too, at the same time. Joists were reinforced, and then a flooring was put back down, and then the home was painted inside. Glenn Mason, of course, has worked with the home and with Dags so that, you know, things are followed through correctly. The foundation is very lucky, and I think the home is very lucky that we have Cameron Heen as the executive director, because he was a definite overseer of all the things that were going on and watching out for different things and just being sure that things were being followed the way they did. The contractor that they chosen was very careful, has worked on the home before. The painters were very careful. They've worked on the home before. So it's a home that draws you in, and you need to take care of it.
Right, and I know the property is also used for official functions, you know, the back lanai.
First and foremost is the governor's events. They're the most important because it is the governor's home, the governor's mansion. They do signing of bills. They've done, you know, pinning of people from the military. They do different departments have their events there sometimes too, but they also rent the home out for events from outside factors that you can have.
I remember going there around Christmas time. I think outside they had little things for the children, you know, whether it was decorating cookies or, you know, just really nice events.
Mary Dominus was the first one to introduce the Christmas tree and Santa Claus in 1858. And so she had a party for 100 kids that would come to the home. They were greeted by Santa Claus, first time they've ever seen him. And then they went upstairs for her Christmas tree, and there was a gift under the tree for each child. After all the children received their gifts, and I'm not really sure what else was involved because the newspaper didn't say what it is, they were sent home and the parents had a good party.
Good fun. Now, this has been the home for the governors of Hawaii. Different times, different tastes. I imagine they brought in, you know, their own things, and some had pets.
They're very definitely. The home was lived in, which was wonderful because that's how a home stays alive. Each governor and his family brought their own taste to the homes. Mostly it was upstairs, which people didn't see because that was the private headquarters, their private area for them to have and to enjoy their family life. But they were definitely incorporated in a lot of things that were happening at the home. So it was Vicky Cayetano who started the foundation, who felt that the home should become a historic home or a museum. So the foundation was founded, and the home for the residence for the governor that's now built in the back was built for them. The second floor has never been open to the public. Even in the Queen's time when she was living there, it was definitely personal life up there. So what we're trying to show upstairs and hopefully be able to work with everyone is to show people glimpses into the different families that have lived there. We were able to work with the governor's families and their descendants for choosing pictures. We have a governor's parlor now that shows, we have a collage for each governor that shows nice different pictures that were chosen by the family, so that were things that were important to them at that point in time. So it's nice to be able to work with them. Yes.
Right, a little slice of life in Hawaii history.
Yes. Yes.
And so you folks have a fundraiser coming up.
Yes, we have a fundraiser. It's our annual fundraiser that we have every year. It will be on September 8th, held at the home. It's music and dinner, and the dinner is being done by Ed Kenny. And we have music by Kimo Keolana and Lei Hulu. His group, he's a trio that will be doing during pupu time. During dinner, we have the string quartet from the symphony. And then after dinner, we have been lucky enough to have Halau Ikaweku. The reason why these people are all chosen asked to be a part of the event is because either they are doing something for the Queen, in memory of the Queen, just trying to perpetuate what she offered to all of us in the islands.
And then you also have a couple other events in October, I believe.
Actually, at the end of September and end of October, we actually are having movie night at Washington Place. It will be showing of the documentary, Lili'o Kalani Reflections of Our Queen, that was written and produced by Edgy Lee. We will be serving a light dinner, and we'll have the home open for you to be able to walk through and to see the different things. And we will have the Queen's music will be sung. Nola Nahulu and her group, HYLC, will be singing. The Queen wanted the home to perpetuate Hawaiian language and music and the culture. So that is one of the things that we're trying to do, to be able to bring forward all of the things that are going on and just trying to incorporate what she wanted at the home.
Well, thank you for spending time with us and sharing the story.
Thank you.
That was Gussie Schubert, who's with the Washington Place Foundation, talking about the fundraising dinner and the film screenings that will take place next month at the historic home. For details on tickets, check out our webpage at hawaiipublicradio.org.